Part of the personal responsibility or ownership of your own choices is that you have nothing but choices. And you're busy saying that I have to do things is saying that I don't have a choice at some level. Even if you assume you know that you have to do it because you need to be conscious, well, then there's something you have to do. There's nothing you have to do in a way. There's things, only things, that you choose to do. And you choose to do things merely because you want to be something, some way. You want to have an experience that is other than what you're having. Therefore, a choice must be made. But not a have to, should, ought, a must. Simply, there's a choice. In order to have what I want, I need to make a choice. There is a choice that must be made. But what must be done is a choice is made. A choice to remain the same, or a choice to do something different. But not a have to, because there's some level of an authority somewhere. Whether the authority that you're having to do something for is your consciousness, another person, a government, it doesn't make any difference. It's all choice. And this is personal responsibility. This is ownership of self. This is becoming self. This is now self-awareness, and this is now a self-governing being. And it only becomes I must make a choice when you are not in the state of ownership. When you are in the state of ownership or full beingness of self, then there is no need or must make a choice. There is simply choosing. And it just becomes choosing. Because you are always then choosing, there is no I must make a choice. There is simply choosing. In the beginning, when you're becoming conscious and taking ownership, is when there is I must make a choice. I have to choose. But again, I have to choose because I am choosing to be different, is still the subtle line underneath. And then once you are just being, everything is just a choice, and there is no musts, shoulds, or have tos.